Tafnan Aleph. We're holding on Sif Yud Ches. We're holding Mishabur Sif Kutn Dal Kuf Dalit. Okay. So he says the baskets we're not going to, which we spoke about sifters, we spoke about baskets. Now we're talking about bags. He says that when it comes to bags, so that the heter is you wash them, you open up the stitches and you wash them. Whereas by the case of the napa, we don't rely on that. Avol, v'sham benafa, in case of the sifter, the kiss shavichayim, or the kiss the millstone, the container which everything falls into the millstone, off of the millstone into the container, there we do not rely on washing it. Shiny. So what's the difference? Sha'over tamid hakemach shachomitz derech hanakovim.
Derech
what?
The kovim. V'yev shaloyia nisrach boy mashu. Over there, since it's constantly flowing through the holes, something gets stuck eventually. Whereas over here, the bags, they're not made for things to go in and out of them. They're made for things to be stored inside the bag. So that we rely on washing it, and that's sufficient. Sakim Mishonim, old bags. Lav Dafka. It's not only if it's old bags, I feel a little bit sak chodosh, even if it's a new bag. Shesom by Pamachas Kemal Chometz. It was used one time for Chometz like a flower. Or use it once for flour for Pesach. But the chaps losses by Pam Sheni's chemical pesach. You want to use it again for the same purpose. Kankin Sarah Kibus Vehetatfiris. We also say we want the person to wash it out and undo all of the stitches to allow any items which are caught there to be released. So you wash it out and that's sufficient. You release the remove the stitches and you wash it out and that's what you have, that's enough. Kufov ayre kibus. Whatever bechamin has to be hot water.
Stitches.
Ve'efer bechavita. When you have a sack made out of cloth, so there are stitches which hold the pieces of cloth together. So we're afraid that little particles will get caught in those stitches. So you have to undo all the stitches. You have to tear out the stitches, separate the pieces of cloth, wash them, and then you can sew them back together again. Okay, so you have to wash it in hot water. And it has to be vapor. You have to use ash, soap, detergent, v'chavito, and you have to bang them. You have to agitate it. Like we put something in the washing machine, really you have those three things. You have there's the hot water, there's agitation, and it bangs it around, and there's detergent, and you put it.
Might be hot or warm or cold.
Well, you obviously would set it to hot. Right? You have to set it to hot.
For this case.
Called Tirsha Ben, you have to remove all of the stitches. Ein lekamam mizim tafan gimel sevav b'mishter perushom. That he says that it's still better to buy new bags for Pesach as opposed to doing this, because it's still hard to really wash them well to make sure nothing is left over there. Okay, so you do all of that before you wash them. Kam kibus kufches. You have to scrape out any. Sometimes there's a certain amount of flour or chometz, whatever, which is attached to the bag. So before you wash it, you have to scrape all of that off. Mother Ram said further. They would use a sheet. They roll up the matzahs on that sheet. So, sir, lachlivim and lisha. between each set of making dough, you need to change the sheet. Because if this little particle of dough which will stay there, it will rise. So when is that? When do you have to change it? The handle acher sheer milk. Matzah bacon. Come on, Simon Tuffman test. The time it takes to walk a mill, which we assume is 18 minutes. So every 18 minutes, they have to stop the process and change the linen that they're using. Mm-hmm. Nowadays, what they do is they buy rolls of.
What you'd been talking about, sifters, baskets, and bags for
making the matzah? No, that was for making matzah, but using it for anything for Pesach. Now we're talking specifically talking about baking matzahs. They buy rolls of thick paper, like butcher's paper that you wrap things in. Mm-hmm. Rolls about maybe 8 yard wide. They put it at the end of a table, they roll it out, and they have a crank. And after 18 minutes, they just roll up that whole. They take that off, and they just roll the next set of clean paper on the table. No more expedient than changing the linens, changing the cover like that every time. Mm-hmm. Some places, what they do is they do straight on the metal. They scrape it down, but it's an ASIC. So they do it every 18 minutes. A chashir mil, because the woman's having tough to test. Im roitzel lalo shalos and asadidim atzman oil. If you want to reuse those same pieces of linen, so the only solution is going to be tzarach kibbutz gomer. You'd have to wash them well. Canal, which means with hot water, with agitation, and with detergent. Well, Lord Mahani Hadachalva, just rinsing them is not sufficient, because again, the idea is the problem is that Habotzek Nidbek Behem, the dough sticks, so it's not going to wash off easily. So, and then that's exactly what we're scared about. There's some dough which is stuck there, which is rising. You can't turn it to the other side of the linen. Because the chometz moves all through the fibers from one side to the next. And if you're going to wash it, you're going to have to undo the stitching in the middle. If he did not wash them, and he reused that piece of linen for some new matzahs after 18 minutes. If he baked it during Pesach, the matzah is also even if you turned it around or you washed it, case you turned it over. Or you washed it, but you didn't open up the stitches. Either one of those scenarios, you're supposed to wash it, open the stitches and wash it. He washed it without opening the stitches. Or he turned it over, but he had it, it's going to be mut. Okay. Sif, your test. Haracha shekarn fala. So, they used to bake their bread up against the walls of the oven.
Turned it over,
and the way they would remove it was they would have a certain type of a utensil, which more refers to as a marde, and it was used for ridui hapas, to remove the bread. So it's called, in this language over here, I'm not sure what language it is, the word fala, is a marde. It's made to remove to take the chometz dikka loaves of bread off of the walls of the oven and to gather them. Yesherim shalom ein moel hagolah. It's made out of wood. So hagolah theoretically should be sufficient. Hagolah is not sufficient. So lipsis chadashim. We have to get new ones for Pesach. You can't use the chometz dikka ones for Pesach. There's no way to kasha them for Pesach. Okay, is that the Mishabur Kuftes Arachas Humarda? That's the Marda, which is made for removing the bread. Shachnizim ba'ugas latano. You put the loaves into the oven with it. Matzim ba'minatano. You would take the loaves out of the oven with it. Shein moil. Shunu belas minachometz ayinei ur b'lishu mashka. It's touching the direct hot dough to the side of the oven. It's absorbing directly flavor from the chametz that's flavored with no liquid, just direct heat. Okay, so you can't do hagolah because that's not efficient. Here was that's hagolah is always when there was water, when absorbed through the medium of water. So let's out through the medium of water. Over here, absorbed directly, so water won't take it out. So I have no problem. So do leave and gummer, yeah, on a piece of wood. Labna. After the shalaitzi, it was made out of wood, so you can't do libun. You just burn the thing to crisp. Finally, Rabbi Shakas of the Chols and the Chatkila of the Yevanim Nishtamish Baracha Shalchametz Matza Acher Hagola is Mutzer. In case where he took the rachas of chametz and used it for matzah after he had done Hagola to that rachas, so the Yevan the food is Mutzer. They used to make it out of wood, yeah.
And the krachas is something
that goes... to the wood rachas, the wood marita.
What?
He did hagala to the wood marita, the wood
rachas. He did hagala, right. He did hagala.
And it's kind of thing that's like inserted and you pull it in and out. Is that what it is?
It's like a long stick with a wide, you know, spatula at the end. Which you would sort of put it against the wall and pull it off and then quickly move it over and catch it on it. And pull it out. It was a little bit of a kunst to do it. Because it was stuck against the wall, so you'd have to like, scrape it away from the wall, but then it'd fall down to the bottom of the oven. You didn't want that either. You'd catch it. You had to be pretty
swift.
So, Hagola. So, he says, you can't. Hagola does not work. Vafilo Kliba Bakli Um is even to sand it down or to shave off a layer with a wood plane, sometimes it's too like that. Because before you do a gullah also wouldn't work. Because the flavor gets absorbed all the way through to the other side of the wood.
Talking about the Maritha?
The Maritha.
Yeah.
Ubidiyavim hoitzi matzah chama min atanar beracha shalcham. It's if a person did use it. There was actual chametz there. So it will aser the outer layer of the matzah. You'd have to take up a layer of kedei netila, which is irrelevant to us because we don't make matzahs that thick. Shehu kereichiv gadol. That's the thickness of the thumb. But the thumb at the wide joint with the thumb of the thumb. Shukrechem gadol. Fimashon legim lefes matzahs dakis. Nowadays we make matzahs which are thin. So that's the law. Then the whole thing is osur. Finished. The conversation is over. Vim alfa yere mar de zu ugos chometz im shuman. If you baked chametz like things with a fat in them. So neso hamatzah kula. So now the isser is not just kedei netila, but the isser is the whole matzah. Why is that? Because we say this idea that when you have fattiness there, fattiness allows the flavor of the food to travel further all the way through the food. So where's the fattiness over here? They use this marda for a type of chometz which is fatty. So now there's fat absorbed into the marda. So now when that goes and if you use that with matzah, neser hamatzah kula, the whole matzah comes aser. Through the fattiness, the chametz will flavor. The chametz will will penetrate all the way through the whole item, the whole marduk. Okay, so now that that's true, so you turn around and use it again, so it's going to answer, because it's full of chametz. But dafka toich a pesach, that's all time before during pesach. Say it's awesome. Mekudem pesach ad alayla, but the b'shishim oisem ad haben shagesh al amar. Okay, so there's some actual item there, but it's more. It's going to be one. If it's less than 1/60, then it's both. That's my case where there's actual chametz ben. Now the issue isn't what's on the surface, it's what's inside. No, the person washed off the marduk well, so there's no chametz be'en. It's not a kashering process, it's the cleaning process, the regular washing your dishes. There's no chametz be'en. Washing your dishes. Now, where else am I placed? Then the only answer is klipa. Bein should judge with kadam im shuman or belushim, whether it was fat there before or not. This is a belua, bakli, and yachal lesser, yosem, and klipa. So we have a rule that, so what's the problem? That there's a certain amount absorbed into the murder. So even if it's a fatty situation, it doesn't penetrate into the other klipa beyond the kadek klipa, the layer of kadek klipa, and that'll make it mut. If you remove the klipa, it'd be mut. The person was making paste of the kamatzas, and one of the matzas became chomet stick. It rose. He's not necessarily aware of that. Looking at the oven, you can't necessarily tell. So he takes it out with the murder. He realizes this piece of matzah is not kosher. So he realizes it afterwards. So now what's the matzah? Obviously, you don't eat. What do you do with the murder? There was the murder now. The piece of the murder has absorbed chametz stick flavor. Meanwhile, what happens? Achar charod above matzah zacheris. He used this murder for other matzahs, and then, whether he realized it or not, but, you know that was a problem. But he went right to using it. When I saw that murder, so they all became osur because they touched this murder, which has chametz like a flavor in it. Okay. Then.
What are you doing?
He was making pesach matzah. One of the matzahs turned chametz stick. Meanwhile, he didn't realize that. He used the marduk to pull it off of the wall, etc. So it's in direct heat contact without any liquid, direct flavor coming from that chametz stick matzah into the marduk. Now when he uses the marduk later on for pesach matzahs, the flavor is going to go out of the marduk, which has a chametz like a flavor, and go into the pesach matzahs. So those matzahs became osur. Then what happened? Because it wasn't shishim in the matzah connected the amount which absorbed in the marduk. Then those matzahs got mixed up with other matzahs. Baharbe acheris sheris. There is other matzahs which are kosher matzahs. So kulam asuris. So the law is everything becomes asur. Why the garden is rightly abusim and top involved the pesach lunis bato yavish v'yavish. There's no din bittul. So the ones which are asur, and there's no din bittul. Even if it's got mixed up before pesach, we say there is a din bittul. We also become a mechayzer v'neir b'techa pesach. Once pesach comes, they become prohibited again. Well, so the pesach, you can't use them on pesach. Once pesach comes, it reignites, it reasserts itself. Also lachem pesach. There'd be no way to eat it on Pesach based on bittul alone. Rak ve'er pesach, but the chilin latinik, but the er pesach, you'd be allowed to at least give them to a child to eat. Okay. That issue which we say that something is chesed v'neir, something which goes in as chametz, real chametz, but it's bottle becomes pesach, it reasserts itself. Over here, it was the flavor of chametz that went to it. It wasn't real chametz. There's the chametz, and that went into the. From there, it went into the kli. So the what into the kli was just the flavor. So since it's only also because of Balua and a chesed v'neir b'pesach, so that doesn't allow it to reassert itself in Pesach.
I mean only
it wasn't, what was his case? His case was they used the marda to absorb for chametz for matzah chamutzah. Then they use it for other matzahs. So all you, there's no be'en. All there is just the flavor. There's the flavor. It went with just the flavor. Now the flavor is coming out. So the flavor, there's no din of chesed v'neir just on a balua, just on a tam. The chol of a chametz garment. This whole time it was definitely chametz. A more common scenario is a person making a matzah, and the matzah is a kafula or a nefucha. Kafula, we'll explain what that is in a second. Kafulas and nefuchas are examples of things which might be chametz. So the rachas touched that matzah which might be chametz. But it's only a soft chametz. By there we said you shouldn't use the rachas to kashrut it, but or replace it. But b'di'evad it's going to be mutter. So what's a kfula and what's a nefucha?
Where are you reading?
I'm still on that Mishnah Berurah. By Yosef Mizah. So if the matzah, when you put it in the oven to bake, one side falls over the top of the other side, and they touch. So what's the outside of the matzah is baking, the inside of the matzah, because it's folded over, it's like surrecting, it's protecting itself from the heat, it doesn't cook as quickly. Now we have a rule that takes 80 minutes or something to go from being dough to being chametz if you're not working it. It's only at room temperature. The higher the temperature, the quicker it becomes chametz. Inside of the oven at 800 degrees, this become chametz very quickly. But normally it's not relevant because it gets baked before that happens. Well, but over here, because of the kfula situation, that kfula slows down the baking process for the dough which is inside, because it's like folded over, and we're afraid it might become chametz. It's a sofik. Nefucha is where you'll see, you know, you look at our matzahs, they have little bumps. They have little air, like there's a lower layer of dough and there's an upper layer of dough. It's called a nefucha. Chazal were fed the same thing. What happened with it is now you have an outer layer and then you have an inner layer beneath it. So the inner layer might still be baking more slowly because the outer layer is protecting it and then it might become chametz. So that's the idea of nefucha. Nefucha is the blow up. It's blown up. So over there, Those are possible chametz. So die lesser rachas cheskila, but the evidence and oyster. There we say that cheskila you should not use the martyr for other pesach things. But the evidence, if he did, it's not a problem. Then he said, "Yes, the custom of chakiyakim. The miyavshir limsa b'kal rachas acheres, which is the hutzim of the cheskila samatzes. If there's only one you have available to use, you use it." Deem can, because if you don't see what I'm saying, the Chok Yaakov says, so you can use this rachas, which has been used with a matzah kfula or a nefucha, you can use the lechatchila to take out those matzahs. Because otherwise, you can't start talking about the merit chadash because you have it. Otherwise, you end up always needing a new merit because there's always something which can go wrong. So you get, go through 50 merits over Pesach. That's like a bit of a situation. If you're not sure which one it was a pre-used one with chametz or not, it wasn't used at all. So, but yeah, it's not going to ask. Okay. You should get a new one, chadasha. If you masik rachas shal pesach mishana zula shana acheres, if you keep for yourself a pesach de gemarda. When you're to the next mutter main tzricha goli, that's mutter. It's one of your pesach kelim. You don't need the kasher every year. Rashi yira shati and nakiya. Hate to make sure that it's clean. Tazar akherim deloy. Come on. He said mutter main tzricha goli. Rashi yira shati and nakiya. Hate to tazar akherim deloy. Come on. Fine. Chof, Siv Chof. Hashulchanos v'tevus shemitzim b'hem ochlim kol shana. You have the table which has like a some type of a drawer inside of it, or you have boxes, bread box, a box. You see in b'hem ochlim kol shana, which you keep food there the whole year. So these are used the whole year to put chametz items in there. So what do you need to do the kasha then? We give them laris alei and roisim. We pour hot water on them. Bishapam nishmak morak. I mean, there is a seichem. Why? I mean, it's used the coal, right? And if you're worried about the low was being like beyond the lettuce boy, so you'd have a bigger problem. You can't use that spot of the oven anymore. So it wasn't the issue. It was just. The issue was the chametz which is there, little particles which are there in the corners, etc., because this box is used constantly. So the normal minig is to pour breskim on them. So, and I'll tell you, so we're worried about is we require irikli vishim because sometimes it's made for. It's not made for cooking there. Why do you need to do eerie? Because if you put the actual morak, it's like soup. Taking out of the pot, someone will fall directly onto the shulchan or the table. So that's going in with the level of eerie clearation. So you have to take it out through irritation. Kufid gimel. Seaman Auckland. Chaman. It's only relevant to use. It's used for hot. It had been used for hot chomets, so there might be an absorption. Avastam tevis and tzichem hagola. But an average box does not need a gola because it very rarely is it used for anything hot. Excuse me. Any hot chomets. But you must do re-eerie. Because you're afraid sometimes that they might use it like that. Lars Alein. McClevish, you have to perform McClevishin. Maria, Bessim, comes out to give a possible Mahani, Eri doesn't work. Shalapomim, Mason, Allah, Pastida, Cham, Erkilin, Ishtramish, McClevishin. Even though we say, well, normally what's put in this pot, or this plate, is you pour from the pot, which is McClevishin, into this thing, that's your McClevishin. What about if you put some hard items, some solid items in there, and they sat there? So now it needs, that's, more than, where the, since there's an opinion which holds that Dover Gush, if you have a solid item, even though it's not in its original vessel, it has a lot of a clearishin till the temperature drops in the item below the outside of spike. Since that is true, so they say that, well, there's times when there's going to be direct contact with something hot, which we're saying has a lot of clearation, and this person's box.
in this person's
bag? Sometimes you'll have this soup which will fall directly from the pot. So then it's going to have irreclamation. It's only used for hot things. I will stamp tapas in Shechus Agol. If it's never used, it's not really used for hot, or you don't remember it being used for hot, usually they were not used for hot. Lars Leam Kibishan Marib Kazalu Hamani Irig Manish Mesimal and Pasida Kham have a kill and shamash big Kibishan itself, so Irig Kibishan doesn't work. And the Shema here, the Evan Maluban, so they tested the Evan Maluban. Vishakale Olav Reskin, you take this burning hot stone, you pour hot water on it while it's inside the box. Vigalgul Mokum Acher, then you move it to a different spot. Vishakalov. And you pour hot water there, so that this heated water now from the Evan Maluban will move to every place in the pot. I don't care where the hot water is coming from, as long as it's hot. The stone heats them. So it's equivalent to a klirishin. I feel a matzah chama. Once you've done this, you can use it to store even hot matzah. This chumra is only the chachil of the eved. If you just an iri, that would be sufficient. Yeah, there is an opinion that holds everything doesn't work. Okay. Roiskin. So we pour hot water on them. Eshikosu shesarchlo niach alein oid mapa idaber acher hachetzit. Sheminu by adain teich. Excuse me. A dine oid chomet ben. Even after you've cashed it, you should cover it. So you won't have any potential little particles of chomet joining the food. Shemini by a dine oid chomet ben. Fine. I know your rabbi shemasik. The chen roy linig betavis mcdolim. You should do that. The tavis are like sets of boxes. Mcdolim is like an amor. Kimadi yepshel hataran. Shall Yishar Ma'umim ben Adbekim? It's almost impossible to get everything out. That's talking about over here because there's a box and there's corners and there's places to catch food, etc. But if it's a flat table, no problem. Okay, let's hold it here. Hold my Sif Chaf Aleph. Sorry about the little lapses over there. I didn't get too much sleep last night.
What are Migdolim?
Migdolim are like a high rise type of a chest of drawers. Just call it an armoire. A-R-M-O-I-R-E. Armoire.
Right.
You're a little early.
What?
5 minutes early. You're ahead of the crowd.
Well, maybe. You open the doors.
Yeah, it's not Shomrei. People
That's
come...
It's not Shomrei.
People come at 8:44.
Back into Yerushalayim, right? Have a Shomrei with a singer. Have to move to Shomrei. The gatekeepers. It's the next block over.
Yeah. I'll be here in a few minutes.
The old city, off the square, the first block's Hamashorim, the second block is Hashoarim. It's for the Levim.
Nice, yeah, right.
So I tell them I'm a gatekeeper, I'm not a singer.
Spirited discussion over there.
Okay.
I didn't hear the topic though.